morning and welcome everyone to Lifetimer Sunday for October 7th, 2012. Koyo Kubosa here. Glad you joined us. I have to explain something. You know, we use this Blog Talk Radio service, and the way it works, there's you go on a computer and you go on, you have a studio screen, and it tells if some people they call in certain there's different ways to call in. They could call in from our main site or call in direct. But some callers they call in and they show up on a switchboard. And everybody's muted, and only the telephone number shows. So you see different area codes, and I'm looking at the screen right now, and I don't know. We have a guest to give a Dharma glimpse, and usually Adrian is out of town this weekend, and usually she gives a reminder to the guest speaker who's going to give a Dharma glimpse, or if at the last minute, sometimes she even can call them on their home phone in case they forgot. But since she's not here, her procedure's a little bit off. And so I noticed that I think our guest forgot today. It's not a big deal. A lot of our lay ministers sign up for our Dharma glimpse way ahead of time, and we should really remind them. But what I want to say is something very Buddhistic. I was thinking about this, and because what I did this morning is I said, oh, here's a couple of area codes. You know, what I could do, of course, is find out what the guest speaker's area code is and, look, you know, have that handy and know his numbers. When his number shows, I know that's him, so I could unmute him, you know, because everyone's automatically muted, but they can be, as host, I can unmute them. And so I said, well, this is area code such and such. Is that you? You know, and someone else says, nope, this is somebody else. And then I do that to another one, another area code. So, nope, this is someone else. And these are people I know, of course. These are past lay ministers that happen to be calling in. So even though we might think that, oh, our guest speaker, lay minister, oh, just a minute. Let me see if this is him right here. Mark Kyle-san, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. I was just saying that I should have sent a reminder out to you, but I was making a very Buddhistic point that occurred to me. I said, well, gee, I got to hear some good Dharma friends' voices this morning, which I wouldn't have done, you know, if I hadn't had to check the other numbers. And to hear these familiar voices was a pleasure and gives me a smile. And this is, we were just in one of our courses dealing with Dharma Breeze, written by Dr. Nobuo Haneda. And one of his, I think his definition of enlightenment was seeing, something like seeing the value in everything, being open to everything, seeing the value of. And and it reminded me of different incidents that I've heard about that are sort of unrelated, but when you think about it, they're all making that same point. One was where just small things, like there was a Buddhist teacher who was invited to dinner at somebody's home, and accidentally a glass of water was spilled on the tablecloth, and the host got all, you know, agitated, whoa, and the teacher just spontaneously put his hand on the wet tablecloth, and I guess it was summertime, and he said, oh, it's nice and cool, you know. And then there was ministerial student at the Buddhist Churches of America, and one of the teachers there gave him a book, and he was so, the student was so glad about this, and he lost the book, and he felt so bad. And then the teacher gave him another one and said, hey, now I get the pleasure of giving you a book again. I think these were just spontaneous reactions. But it shows sort of the attitude of how you live, and things that are seemingly could be seen as negative, irritating, and so forth, in the eye of the beholder, hey, you know, even if you get sick, hey, I guess my body's telling me, time to rest. Recharge my batteries. I might as well lay in bed and, you know, do my thing and introspect and so forth. So that was some of my thoughts, and it was a good lead-in. But for today's Dharma Glimpse, we have Mark Kyosan of Florida, who's part of our LM5 group, and they have a very nice group of students, and so I'm looking forward to Mark Kyosan's Dharma Glimpse. Okay, Mark Kyosan.
Good morning. Over the course of these past few weeks, I've had a word that's been stuck in my head. This word has become a friend and a great teacher to me that I found is always there in times of need. This word has become sort of a personal code phrase or a mantra that keeps me company as I go through my daily practice of life. The word I'm talking about is the word freedom. This simple word tags along with me throughout my day and taps me on the shoulder when I find myself in a stressful situation, as a reminder that I have the freedom to choose how to react to what life presents to me. If I get cut off in traffic while driving, I have the freedom to not become angry, but to be compassionate and understanding. If I find myself in a bad mood, I remember that I have the freedom to be happy, peaceful, and calm. So as you go through the rest of your day, take this word freedom with you and see what it can do for you. And have a freedomful day. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. I think that a lot of times, I think some people, well, a common notion of freedom is freedom from something, you know, freedom from being enslaved or getting away from something. But you could also look at freedom as the liberation of possibilities. And sometimes We don't realize this. We think that we have no choice. We, you know, freedom is empowering when you realize you're free. And it reminds me of the horse fly story where, you know, you see a fly bumping its head against a window and the story, you know, another adjacent window could be open. The screen door could be open. The whole house could be open. But this fly is right at this one window pane. Bang, bang, bang. It's like, and there's freedom all over. Okay. And aren't human beings, aren't we like this, where it's our own stubbornness it's sort of like my way, or, you know, I got to do, something's in my way. How come? Something's restricting me. Bang, bang, bang. But there's all kinds of alternatives, all kinds of options, all kinds of things waiting that we have, that it's our closeness inside of us, not the obstacle outside of us, that's the real problem here, you see. Normally, I don't know why, whether we call this a human condition, whether it's conditioning of some sort, mental conditioning, but when something happens, well, you could call it some difficulty. You have a health problem, you lose your job, you say, well, let's say it's call it X. X is something external that happened to you. You don't have any control over it. An accident happens, bad traffic, whatever. Something happens, okay? Anything. You say, oh, man. Okay? But X is not the problem. How I deal with X, that's the problem. And that simple rewording, that simple shift, mental shift, you know, is liberation. Because if you think that X is a problem and you always got to be changing and alter, trying to change and alter X, many times you can't, of course. The accident already happened or something. Of course, you try to do things to prevent X from happening, but it's going to happen. Something's going to happen. That's life. And I remember when you're talking about getting stuck in traffic, same thing. There was a Dharma friend in New York. And the first time I met him, he introduced himself, was to a small group of other ministers. And this must have happened to him just recently, and it was pretty fresh in his mind because he said he had been driving in New York traffic at the end of the day. He's always kind of already stressed out. And the traffic was really bad, construction. And he was stressed out. And then he saw a sign, one of these highway signs, that construction, there is a construction company called Amida. And as you might know, Amida is the word for the Buddha, the cosmic or idealized or universal Buddha, that's a symbol of infinite light, perfect wisdom, infinite compassion, you know, light and life. Light means wisdom, and life means compassion. So it signifies these spiritual qualities, the perfection of these qualities, okay, personified Buddha, a statue of Amida Buddha. Okay. So Amida is a very central figure in Shin Buddhism, and he was a Shin Buddhist minister. And this company, which has no relationship to anything Buddhistic, but it happens to be the name of the company, a European company, was the same word, Amida. And you may have seen this on the highway when you see, when maybe two lanes have to merge into one, they're doing some construction work, and there's a sign that has the dots of lights, and it's blinking, and it's telling you that there's an arrow. It says, go to the left. The arrow says, pointing to the left of lights. And then at the bottom, there's a little, you know, it says Amida. That's the name of their company, the sign, highway sign company. And here this Buddhist minister was driving and getting all stressed out in the traffic, and then he saw this arrow that says, go this way. And he saw it was Amida saying, go this way. And it just impacted him. The right input at that right time. And he said that he never got upset in traffic again. And in fact, it generalized to even more stressful situations where when something happened, he goes, hey, I could go this way. I don't have to stay in my where I am, in my traffic jam in my head, in my stressed out mumbo jumbo in my head. But I could detour like this. It's sort of like a leaf that's coming down, fast moving leaf in a river, and there's a log there. Zip! Goes with the flow and zips right around. Okay. Now, sometimes you could see a leaf or a twig or something that bumps up against an obstacle and boom, 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 boom. Okay. You have to use the metaphor, okay, for your own teaching. When you see that leaf zip right around it, hey, that's the way to go. Okay. I think the message is the same as whatever has impact, freedom, as I Dharma Grimm said. And in fact, a few years later, I wanted to use this example in a book I was writing. And I contacted this minister and I said, is it still the same? I mean, you know, the lesson is still with you? He goes, yes, yes it is. And I asked permission to, even though I didn't use his name, permission to use that story in my book. And he says, you know, I gave you permission. And when something impacts somebody strongly, you know, a lot of times you can't make it happen. But if you're fortunate enough to have the karmic background, you've cultivated your field, all kind of seeds drop onto this cultivated soil of your mind, if you want to put it that way. And boom, okay. Beautiful teaching sprouts. So you can't make it happen. You could be sort of open, right? Leave your door open, your window open. Nice breeze might come in. And so the particular form it might take would depend upon the person, place, and time. And but when you hear the impact, the life impact on a particular person, whether it's, you know, the word freedom, whether it's a horsefly Buddha, whether it's and Amiga highway sign. These actual life situations, when you hear them secondhand, you know, it's sort of like when you see a movie and it says based on a true story. There's some appeal about that, some further impact about it. Catches our attention, and we should really capitalize on this. And yes, indeed. You can't make it happen, but you could allow it to happen. It's sort of like I noticed I grew sesame seeds this year in my garden. I just saw in the catalog, and I got the seeds, and I planted them, and I didn't know what to expect. They grew about 4 or 5 feet tall, and they sesame seeds. You could make some baba ganoush hummus, or you could ground them, you could roast them, you could use them all kind of ways. They're very nice, flavorful things. I think tahini sauce. But anyway, they grew great, 4 or 5 feet tall, and flowers along the stalk, and each flower turns into a cylinder about an inch long, green cylinder attached to the stalk. Maybe there might be 30, 40 of them up along this stalk. And when they dry, these pods, seed pods, dry from at the top, they just open up and the seeds fall out. They almost burst open. That's why, and in fact, the catalog said, that's why they, where the phrase open sesame came from. And the reason I'm mentioning this is somebody thought, I remember that it was, that thought the phrase was open sesame, as though they are the ones that could command something to open or happen. Open says me. But nature, you got to wait. You can't force these sesame pods to open up until they're ready to open up. And to open up by themselves. That's naturalness. Itself does it by itself. And your life will do it by itself. All the karmic conditions. You could put in the conditions, but the actual trigger, the cause, in that particular moment, you know, person, place, and time. Well, that's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, you keep going, and you have a very beautiful Sesame Day. Thank you.